We have a motion and a second. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion is carried. Now, Ms. LaCoste, you understand the motion? All right, the motion is, means you can only go out to distance, we're guessing, 85 feet. That's as far as you can go to that oyster lease line. Your contractor will have to establish that line for Mr. Hanson's property line on his oyster lease. You can go no further with your peers than that. That's what's been approved. You'll have to establish that line. Yes, ma'am. If you hire a contractor, he'd have to get a civil engineer or some engineering firm to establish that line. So you can't take your pier. You can go out to that line. It's been approved.
Mr. Garrett.
Unless it's less than 50 feet.
Unless it's less than 50 feet.
They can do it. I mean, staff can do it if asked. The engineering department can establish the line.
The lease or our surveyors will have to be the ones to take the line. Minimum of 50 feet is regardless of where the lease line is.
Right. I understand the 50 foot, but I mean, what did you tell me to establish that line? Doesn't that be a
surveyor?
The leaseholders under certain requirements to maintain the lease.
Okay.
Either he can establish the inside, really talking about, the inside boundary line.
Right.
Two points.
Right.
In the event that's a problem, we can establish that.
Okay.
Inside boundary, not the entire lease.
Thank you. All right, finally, Paul Evans. All day?
Your voice going to hold on? Tracy?
I think so.
You have the day off tomorrow?
Is anybody else doing any work in your office?
Nope. I carry the whole state.
Okay. What have the rest of y'all been doing?
I tried to call you one day on your phone. Well, you say you're busy for 9 days. I know what you're doing now.
I gave them the month off. Kathy, I'd like to write this line again, please. Paul Evans, Jr. requests authorization to construct a 37-foot long by 17-foot wide private non-commercial open-sided boathouse with associated 4-foot wide finger piers at his private pier adjacent to his property situated along the western branch of Wormley Creek in York County. This project is protested by his adjacent property owner. Dr. Evans' property is located here on the western branch of Wormley Creek. Get that a little closer for you because the odds.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Would you wait just a minute? We don't have a quorum. Let's wait for a quorum to
yes,
come
sir.
Back. We can proceed.
I hear calls coming.
Do you need Dr. Jones back?
Sir?
Do you need Dr. Jones back?
Need somebody back.
I'll look for Carter.
This meeting is becoming fairly lengthy because of Cynthia's young.
All right. Now you
can't even go to the bathroom.
When everybody leaves, we can go home. Go ahead, Stacey.
Yes, sir. I zoomed in here on the topo because I wanted to show you the sinuous nature of this channel. It's you'll see in the aerial photographs that there's quite a bit of shoaling in this reach. And which explains the bizarre shape of the Coast Guard's channel here. This is our 2002 aerials. This is so fuzzy because this is the Coast Guard training station here, and they blur the federal installations out. But I included this because it's so easy to see the channel. And Dr. Evans' property is in approximately this location. But again, you'll be able to see the properties clearer in staff's aerials. Again, you see that heavy shoaling area that I was pointing out. This is Dr. Evans' property here. The adjacent property owner who's protesting the project is located here. You see Green Day marker. Here's a red one. There's some more red ones over here. And, again, this reflects that sort of shape of that channel. I'll point out these markers again in the drawings that show the project, but I wanted to point them out to you in the aerial. Green Day marker, red one, and there's some red ones over here as well. Again, Dr. Evans' property next door to protest it. Just a ground shot, again, to give you a feel for the shoaling that you get in this creek and the day markers here. The pier will be approximately in this location here. The waterway is only about 70 feet wide here at this location. And that channel, again, I mentioned that's the Coast Guard's channel. It's heavily used by the Coast Guard. Virtually every time I'm in this neighborhood, a Coast Guard vessel is either coming or going up and down that channel. Previously, when Dr. Evans first bought this property in 2002, he submitted an application requesting authorization to dredge and construct a pier at this property. At that time, staff had serious concerns regarding the placement of the pier and the alignment of the dredge cut in relation to that federal channel. The project was back then also protested by the adjacent property owner, Mr. Bland. The processing of that application was suspended in October 2002. Dr. Evans' contractor relocated, and at that time, Dr. Evans had intended to moor his, if I'm not mistaken, 57-foot, yes, I believe that's right, sport fisher vessel at his pier, which was the purpose of the dredging and the large pier at that time. Coast Guard also had concerns about mooring a vessel that size right next to their channel. In my conversations over the years with Dr. Evans, I believe he's come to realize that this parcel is not an appropriate place for a vessel that size. Dr. Evans has family who also live in this neighborhood, but on the main branch of Wormley Creek, and he moors the vessel there at the home of a relative. So he went ahead, Dr. Evans went ahead and submitted this application, which you see here, in 2005. He's not renewed his request for dredging. Again, here are those day markers that I pointed out to you before. Here's the green one, the red one, and another red one here. Staff coordinated with Coast Guard, both at the training facility here in Yorktown and at the 5th District offices down in Portsmouth, to assure that this particular design would not impede any coming and going of Coast Guard vessels at this facility. Both offices stated that they did not believe that this structure would represent a hazard to navigation to them. As such, staff determined that the pier was authorized by statute pursuant to 28.2, 1203, subsection A, subsection 5 of the Code of Virginia, and issued a no permit necessary letter for the pier part. Since the project is again protested by Mr. Bland, the next-door neighbor, the boathouse could not be considered statutorily authorized, which is what we're here considering today. I'll go ahead and go through the slides a little bit more. It's a close-up. The outline here is where the boathouse would go. And there are two mooring piles here. Mr. Bland expressed concerns regarding the boathouse and the pier. He's concerned that the structure is set too close to this property line extended. The boathouse will obstruct his view, and that should Dr. Evans decide to bring his 57 sport fisher around to this pier, navigation of the waterway would be severely impeded, if not completely blocked. In order to evaluate that concern by Mr. Bland, staff inquired to Dr. Evans, where does he keep his sport fisher? What does he intend to do with that sport fisher? Again, as I stated earlier, he keeps that at the home of a family member who lives also in the neighborhood, but on the main body of Wormley Creek, which is more suited to accommodate a vessel at that size. It's my understanding that vessel also spends a portion of its time in Virginia Beach and isn't always kept in York County. He also stated that he has no intention of ever bringing that larger vessel around to this pier. He does not own a smaller boat at this time. Should his boathouse be approved, he intends to purchase a smaller vessel that he can keep here at this facility. In further consideration of Mr. Bland's concerns, we asked, you seem to have a slip here, a slip here, and a slip here, and what are your intentions to be for the mooring of vessels in this location? And I spoke to his agent, Mr. Bob Livengood, who informed me that most of the time the boat would be kept here in the lift. On days where Dr. Evans may come out and come back home, he may just park it here on the slip just to run up to the house or whatever, and then he would pull back out of the slip. And here would just there would be a davit for some jet skis or something to that effect. In summary, the subject boathouse would have qualified for authorization under 28.2.1203 had it not been protested by the adjacent property owner. The open-sided design should minimize the visual impacts associated with the structure, and given staff's extensive coordination with the Coast Guard regarding whether the structure would impede their navigation utilizing their channel, and their determination it would not represent navigational hindrance, staff recommends approval of the boathouse as proposed. I'll go ahead and run through the last few slides and leave you with an aerial. Again, Dr. Evans' property, adjacent property owner is protesting. Here you have an excellent view of the channel markers. Dr. Evans can correct me, but I believe his relative lives in this portion, somewhere in one of these houses in the neighborhood. And with that, if there are any questions for me.
Any questions to Tracy? Thank you.
Yes.
If he does, in fact, bring his 57-foot sport fisherman to the pier, it looks like he may be sticking out close to that channel.
If not block the channel.
Yeah. So is that a... How do we make sure that he's not allowed to bring the 57-foot boat there?
I think if I'll let Dr. Evans address that a little bit further as to how he feels about whether he would bring that vessel to that pier or not. But I imagine the Coast Guard would be on him pretty quick if they were impeding Homeland Security activities in this location.
Yeah.
And again, I have... Yeah. Coordinated extensively with the Coast Guard, both in Portsmouth and at the training facility itself, to the point where they pretty much told me to quit bothering them. They said what they're going to say, and I should leave them alone.
All right. Is the applicant here? Do you swear to tell the whole truth, not the truth, so help you God?
I do.
State your name.
Paul L. Evans, Jr. I just want to clarify a couple of things. I think Tracy did a pretty excellent job at describing the project. I wanted to clarify a few things about the big sport fishing boat. That's a jointly owned boat between myself, my father, and my brother. It's a 58-foot Carolina-built sport fishing boat, and it's a private boat, and it... is kept at Rudy's, at Rudy Inlet, about 98% of the time. We bring it up behind my dad's house two or three times out of the year and keep it maybe a week at a time. He's on the other side. I was born in Hampton and lived basically all my life in York County and lived diagonally across the street from my father. And we keep the boat maybe three or four weeks out of the year at his pier. And originally, a few years ago, we... thought that we might want to keep it at my house. I think the Coast Guard going in and out, you know, they come pretty close to the shoreline, but on the other hand, it's a real blessing because they keep the channel dredged out to a very maximum depth, and that was a very attractive thing, you know, for keeping our big boat there. And plus, it would be very close to the river. And we had initially wanted to bring it in parallel to the shore and dredge a slip for it. My father is a harbor pilot, retired. My brother's a harbor pilot. I totally defer to them. If they say they can keep the boat there, they can keep the boat there. I don't run the boat. I realize the channel's pretty narrow, but this is a twin-screw vessel. It only draws about 3.5 feet of water, which I dare say is maybe less than the Coast Guard boats that go in and out of there right now. If they say they can turn the boat around and put it in a slip there, I totally defer to them. They don't tell me how to do heart surgery, and I don't tell them how to run a boat. But having said that, we've abandoned that. I don't know what else I can do to convince you all and to convince Mr. Bland that I have no intention of keeping that boat there. That boat, you have to lower the outriggers to get it underneath the bridge at Rudy Inlet. It cannot be kept inside that boathouse that I'm applying for. It's just a physical impossibility. And furthermore, I really don't think it could be brought up alongside the outside of the pier because of the proximity to the channel. I mean, we don't want to risk our boat any more than we want to hinder the Coast Guard. I simply want to do something on the property that basically everybody else on that cul-de-sac already has. There are 9 lots there on the little cul-de-sac. If you start to the right when you come in, Mr. Schulenberg has a pier and a boathouse. My father has a pier. Mr. Paul Crockett has a pier and 2 boathouses at his place, and they have enclosed sides. Nelson Crockett has a pier and a boathouse with an enclosed side. Mr. Clark has a pier and a boathouse. Mr. Bland has 2 piers at his property, as well as a covered boathouse. And I'll submit photographs of that so you can take a look at them. Mr. Everly, to the west of me, has a pier. All I want is, I don't think I'm asking for anything in excess of what the adjacent property owners already have. I just want a roof over the boat to protect my property. I've tried to work with Mr. Bland. I sent him a letter. I told him I'd be willing to discuss the matters with him, and he's been unavailable to discuss the situation. And I think that pretty much covers it. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you all may have.
Any questions, Dr. Evans? Thank you, Doctor. Is this your contract? Are you
yes, sir. Contractor?
Contractor. Okay. Go ahead.
Bob Livengood.
Mm-hmm.
I would just like to say the slip there, this part of the protest is the pilings are too narrow for the boat. The sport fishing boat that Dr. Evans owns. Part of the reason that slip is there is so we have to keep the piers in so close to shore, and at low tide, he may not even be able to get the boat on the lift. So we want him to be able to tie the boat up in the slip. That's why the 2 mooring pilings are in the place that they are.
Thank you.
If you have any other questions about the pier, I'll be happy to answer.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else wish to address this issue? Yes, sir. You swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
State your name.
I'm John Robert Bland, Jr., adjacent property owner. Mr. Evans has alleviated a couple of problems. The only problem I see now is the 2 mooring pilings. York County's got a 10-foot setback when you come down on adjacent property. Those 2 mooring pilings right now are within 5 feet of the property line. If they move those, if you will allow him to move those 5 feet, I have no problems with whatsoever.
Doctor, get your contractor to address that request. He's sitting right here. Excuse me. I didn't know.
Yes, sir. We would prefer not to move the pier. The problem is, if you notice from the sketch, there is a shoal to the left of the pier. We meet the York County requirements for setbacks in the yard. There is no setback in the water. Mr. Bland also has a pier pretty close to the property line, I might like to add to you. So we have it drawn that way. It's a very narrow space where we can put that pier, where we can have water that, you know, to access with the boat, have access with the boat, and that's why it's placed where it is. It's not crossing the property line, but the setback is where the pier starts in the yard would be your setback for York County. York County and their Wetlands Board has approved the project.
Mr. Bland, he's right. There's no setback.
I understand.
Water.
I said okay. The intent
yeah.
of York County.
Okay.
Just move it 5 feet.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to crowd everything back close to me.
All right.
You know, they got the whole other water line on the other side. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Doctor?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I respect his privacy there. I really don't want to be that close to the line either, to say the truth. We're pinched on the east side by his property and his, you know, his pier, and the channel swings in really close on the east, and we're pinched to the west because of the shallow nature of the water there. And, you know, if we were to get out there and try moving it a little bit farther to the west and see if we could accommodate the boat, I have no problem with moving it. But, if you know, if moving it 5 feet or 10 feet to the west means that I don't have any water over on the west side of the pier, then I think that's, you know, that's unreasonable.
Thank you, Doctor. Anybody else have addressed this issue from the audience? If not, the issue is before the board. Mr. Chick.
Move to approve as staff's recommended.
Second.
You heard the motion. Second. Any other discussion on the motion? If not, all the approve the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion is carried.
Mr. Chairman, I just need to bring something to your attention. I will have to leave today at 6 o'clock.
All right.
Because I'm teaching at Hampton University.
All right. We'll still have a quorum.
It'll still leave us fine.
Sorry?
It'll still leave us a quorum.
Yeah, it'll still leave us a quorum.
We might be limping, but...
Yeah.
I had to leave it.
At 4:30.
I think you passed that. I called. Yeah.
Ron Hall, 05224. Is that correct?
That's correct, sir. Good evening, and before January is over, Happy New Year to you all.
Yeah,
we might be
over. That's why I wanted to get that in. I'm going to be as quick as possible, but I do have some material I need to cover. You all have the packet.
You've got 3 pages here. Can I skim over it?
My evaluation failed to add a royalty assessment. That's the only thing that isn't in there that you have not seen, and I'll get to that at the time. Kathy, please straight to the slides. Mr. Hall is requesting authorization to install 2 offshore breakwaters with beach nourishment, and the project is protested by the next-door neighbor. Here we are just off Steamer Rock.